Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavone with your Fantasy Sports Network news update with Jimmy Butler Chance. Jimmy Butler Chance ringing from the rafters. He helped the Philadelphia 76ers force a seventh game against the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference semifinals, hitting big baskets in bunches and scoring 25 points in the 76ers' 112-101 Game 6 victory over the Raptors. Joel Embiid had played through a bad left knee and a stomach bug for most of the playoffs, and the entire team had reason to be ill after the Raptors crushed the Sixers by 36 in Game 5, but they came back in Game 6, and after the game, Embiid told reporters that it was really more or less just about the little things they do on the court.
I knew that I had to come in with, you know, high spirits, and, you know, you play the usual like he always does, but that's what I got to keep on doing, you know, do the little things and everything's going to follow.
Game 7 is Sunday night in Toronto. The Milwaukee Bucks await the winner. In the West, Damian Lillard had 32 points, including 17 in the third quarter, and the Portland Trail Blazers stay alive to force a decisive Game 7 in their series with the Denver Nuggets with a 119-108 victory last night. A scuffle broke out midway through the fourth quarter of Portland's victory, during which Blazers guard Seth Curry and Denver forward Will Barton shoved each other. As the two were being separated, Barton appeared to poke Curry in the eye.
Curry beef?
Sorry?
No, I'm just saying it was a little bit of curry beef. If you like Indian food, there was some curry beef.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
That's all. Keep it moving. That's all.
Denver's Torrey Craig and Portland's Zach Collins also got into it as the skirmish escalated. Officials handed out offsetting technical fouls for all four players. Afterward, Curry took exception to the Nuggets' action of Barton's in particular. Basically, he told reporters, that's a real sassy move to poke someone in the eye like that. Like, that's, you know, it's one thing when, you know, Draymond Green accidentally pokes James Harden in the eye, you know. It's another thing when Barton's kind of, you know, trying to pull a Three Stooges on Seth Curry.
Yeah, absolutely. But to think that Draymond Green's doing anything unintentionally is a little ridiculous. I mean, this is the same guy that's, like, kicking people in the groin and elbowing people.
Yeah, this is true.
He has a long narrative of that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it was a little chippy out there. It got a little chippy out there. I'm glad, though, that they didn't eject anybody, and hopefully both teams will be at full strength for Game 7.
Well, the series now shifts to Denver, where the Nuggets will have a chance to make it to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2009. Denver has been to the Conference Finals three times in the franchise history. The Blazers, on the other hand, have not been to the Conference Finals in almost 20 years. The last time was in 2000 against the Los Angeles Lakers. Tonight, Game 6 between the Rockets and Warriors from Houston, 9 p.m. Eastern is the start time. The Rockets will look to join the Nuggets, Blazers, and the Raptors Sixers to be the third Game 7 on Mother's Day. In the NFL, sources revealed that the Arizona Cardinals have signed number one overall pick quarterback Kyler Murray just a day before he is set to take the field for the first time in rookie minicamp. Murray signed a fully guaranteed four-year deal worth about $35 million, which includes a signing bonus worth about $23.5 million. The deal includes a fifth-year team option. Murray's decision to play baseball, to play professional football instead of pro ball, baseball, paid off in the short term. After he was drafted in the first round in 2018 by the Oakland Athletics, Murray was given a signing bonus of $4.6 million. When Murray was debating between playing baseball or football, Oakland offered him an additional $14 million, according to the reports. In total, $18.66 million was still less than the signing bonus he received from Arizona. But Murray doesn't seem to be thinking about the money right now. As he told reporters, this is just the beginning. And he went on to say, I plan to work as hard as I can, lead this team to a lot of wins, and hopefully a lot of rings. So obviously, Kyler Murray is trying to say, I don't care about the money, but...
Yeah, and hopefully, though, being in the NFL, he still has all of his brain faculties when he's a 45-year-old man as well.
I agree.
Because that's another part of the choice between football and baseball, right? Yeah, there's the money. Yeah, there's the fame. Yeah, there's the notoriety. But there's also the ability to still being a fully functioning human when you're like 45, 50 years old.
Exactly. In other NFL news, sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Miami Dolphins are making young star Xavien Howard the NFL's highest paid cornerback with a 5-year, $76.5 million deal.
You like that, Joe?
$46 million guaranteed.
You like that, Joe? Is Howard worth that?
He's worth every damn penny.
Right.
The guy is, listen, you need players in the NFL, and you certainly need in a passing league a guy that can shut people down. That dude is big time, man. Plus, he's, you know, what is he, 23, 24 years old?
25.
It's, yeah. 20, you're going to have this kid for the next 3 to 4 years. He's worth every penny.
Cool.
He's one of the only guys the Dolphins have that's worth every penny, by the way. So you got to start someplace.
You don't have that much faith in Kenny Stills, Joe?
Yeah, no. Now, good player, you know, but again, you're going to pay max money. You better start with a guy that, you know, think Revis. That only
Coming up next hour, I got some stories from baseball. The Seattle Seahawks say goodbye to a couple of big-time players.
Sure did.
Other than that, I am Chris Bavona. It is Friday, and it's always a good day for a taco.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we try and pick up the pieces here, put it all together, finish this puzzle that is the NBA playoffs. See if we can't put a few bucks in our pockets here and move on to the conference championships where the Milwaukee Bucks are hanging out, waiting to see exactly who it is they're going to play. They'll have to wait till Sunday. Sixers, Toronto, in Toronto, game 7, love that. Also, Denver will be ready. The edibles will be on full display as they get ready. Portland coming back for a game 7. And don't look now, we might just have ourselves a game 7, a third game 7 on Sunday with the Rockets and the Warriors set to do battle here tonight. Don't forget, definitely KD, no good news. Listen, no Achilles. Bad news, calf strain, probably not going to be back anytime soon. If he's going to be back, at best case scenarios, he's going to be back for the finals. But, you know, one star goes down. Possibly they might have Boogie Cousins available to them a little bit later on if they can advance. But ultimately, the most important thing for the Golden State Warriors is to win tonight, give themselves a little bit of breathing room, and then start. And when does it start? Tuesday or Wednesday? When does the conference championship start in the West?
I believe Tuesday.
I think it's Tuesday night, right? Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? One of those
it's
starts.
Tuesday. I'll double check.
Yeah, one of those things. So a couple of days rest would go a long, long way there in being able to help rejuvenate this team and get it going.
Don't forget, Curry is banged up too. Like that hand, that finger, you know, Curry's banged up also.
Yeah, and, you know, the good news, though, for that is that he's had enough games now to kind of adjust his shooting and take into account for that, because that's never going to go away. He's going to have that now for the rest. No, however many games he's going to play, that ain't going to heal itself. But, you know, like every great athlete, you adjust to it. He certainly adjusted in the fourth quarter when Durant went down.
Joel Embiid is struggling to adjust to these sorts of things.
That's a good point, but you know, he's also 7'9", 7,000 pounds. You got a few more things that can go wrong in that big man.
His bowel movements are a bigger deal.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot more girth going on there.
A lot more things that can go hard left over there, man.
Hard left. So all of it, though, including the Vegas numbers on these games, are a bit head scratching. We'll dive into that coming up. I think there's one guaranteed lock here. I hate using the word lock, but I don't understand it. We'll talk about it coming up next here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
All right, hour number two here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. See if we can't help you make it rain leading into the weekend here. Packed weekend, including some NBA Game 7s, Major League Baseball in full swing here. Did it again last night. In case you guys missed it, there was a position player on the mound finishing out a game last night. Once again, because that's the new baseball and reality that we are in right now. We'll dive into a little baseball. Yeah, we had football scores again yesterday. It was snowing at one baseball field. Right. It was just a very strange
day. Didn't faze Nolan Arenado, though. I'll tell you that.
No, didn't faze anybody, apparently. They scored 24 runs in the game, so congratulations. Yeah. Ridiculous. But we'll dive into a little of that. Some big series this weekend, including in the Bronx there. Tampa Bay Rays coming in. Town, but you don't tell the Yankees. They just keep winning and winning and winning. Also, some MMA this weekend in Brazil, and our man, the Sports Keg CEO Jay, who dominated us last week. He's been dominating the UFC all year long, came on the show and gave you a monster underdog. I don't know, was it a monster underdog?
But it was a dog
none the same that nobody else seemed to pick. And during last week's UFC, cashed in for us. So he's got another one he loves here coming up on the card. So we'll talk to him next hour. It's all about trying to make it rain for you. But the one game tonight, Houston and Golden State. And listen, people love Game of Thrones, right? People love this new Avengers movie.
Sure.
They, you know, I get it. But to me, the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets are probably the best entertainment must-watch
reality TV at its finest.
This guy's this is real reality TV.
That's
this
what
is
I'm
like
saying.
True
Absolutely.
Reality TV. Not the other makeup stuff that you got there with the Kardashians and all the other stuff here.
Survivor season finale next week, though, Joe. Big things, yeah, brother. Well, I'll handicap that one for you too.
I think Golden State, who won the first two episodes here of this best of seven, they took no problem. They took down, and then of course Houston ended up coming back, winning the next two. Now the Warriors take a 3-2 lead there, even though they lost one of their biggest stars in Kevin Durant, who is in all likelihood gone at least until the finals at some point. It's an interesting plot twist, right? Because I don't think anybody, we've always talked about this teams in terms of Kevin Durant being there, right? Now, Boogie Cousins was always a wild card because he was coming back from injury anyway. He didn't play a lot this year. So the fact when he went down, it really didn't change the narrative from anybody's standpoint, because we never really considered him when handicapping them anyway, right? Because, you know, we always kind of think in the back of mind figured, yeah, something's going to happen here. Like it always does with Boogie Cousins for some reason. So coming into the series, I think we can all say that, listen, weren't sure whether or not the Rockets could win 4 out of 7, but I do think that they could be profitable backing from the standpoint of the numbers and the overvaluation that we have gotten from the Golden State Warriors all year long. And there was some value in betting the Rockets here, not to win 4 out of 7, but certainly to cover the 6s, the 6.5s that they were getting certainly on the road there. So, and that happened. I mean, you know, Houston has covered 4 of the first 5 games. And tonight we come into a situation where the Rockets opened up as a 7.5-point home favorite. Guys, that's and not only in Jersey over there at the William Hill book, but also in a number of Vegas books. As I watch this this number open up, 7.5, and now all of a sudden, what I'm seeing here is a flipping of the script, right? So what we thought originally, with the value being on the Rockets because Golden State was so overpriced and overvalued by the books, Kevin Durant goes down, and now all of a sudden we've got the Houston Rockets being completely overvalued here at 7.5. It looks like it is settled at 7, but I am seeing some 7.5s here across the board still. Okay. And if you look prior to the prior games in Houston, the Rockets went off as a 3.5-point home favorite in game 3. They won that. They covered 126-121 in overtime. Game 4, the Rockets opened up as a 2-point home favorite, and they went off as a 1-point home dog before winning 112-108. So we can have the discussion of how many points Kevin Durant is worth to a line. We can certainly make that. We can have a quality discussion on that. But I can tell you right now, you are never going to convince me that Kevin Durant is worth 7, 7.5 points to a team, to this team of all teams. It's just not, especially when you have two teams splitting the first 4 games here. It's 2-2. So let's not forget that all 5 games so far in this series, by the way, have been decided by 6 points or less. And as well as also the 3 previous regular season meetings, all 6 points or less between these two teams. And you're going to tell me now that Kevin Durant leaves game 5. The Warriors, by the way, were leading by 3 when he left. They ended up winning by 5. Okay, after he was off the court here. So they still outscored the Rockets by 2 without him. So I know there's a lot of, we've got a lot of these predicting the demise of the Golden State Warriors now that Kevin Durant is no longer an option for them. I've never seen so many people turn like this before where, oh, it's over. Forget about it. Here come, you know, the Houston lost Chris Paul last year. This is the basketball gods now. You lost
Karma.
Kevin Durant. Yeah, here we go. I don't buy it because, by the way, their record, they're over 700, I believe, close to 750 when he's not on the court anyway this year. This is still the Golden State Warriors, a team that won a championship, won 73 games without Kevin Durant in uniform.
That's right.
So the idea that You want to give me 7 points now as a Golden State Warrior backer? Seven and a half? You're going to convince me that he's worth 7 points and that they can't actually, they're not capable of going in to Houston and winning a game tonight? Like, to me, this is, we're always looking for value, right, Dane? There is no bigger value and overvaluing than what is happening so far in this game tonight. Houston, I'll take the 7.5 points all day long. I got no problem with it. I like my chances of them covering tonight at 7.5 points.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, Joe, and I agree with you for like 90-95% of this, right? The fact is, without Kevin Durant, the Warriors, what, they revert back to a 73-win team? Like, it's still okay, you know? And we have guys like Klay Thompson being able to pick up the slack, and I think that's a nice option to have to absorb some of the usage rate, you know what I mean? Like, that's okay for Golden State. I also agree with you that, you know, the fact of the matter is, with or without KD, these teams are close. I've been telling you that, like, you know, the Rockets are now 10-9 in their last 19 games against the Golden State Warriors. These teams are nip and tuck, and we know it. So 7 may be a big number regardless, right? So I agree with you wholeheartedly for the most part. The one thing about this that I think is going less or underutilized or underthought about as a factor in this is not only KD on the offensive side, but what KD is capable of defensively against a guy like James Harden. They've put KD on Harden before, you know, with his length and that sort of thing. That's another reason why I was saying maybe this is the series where we have stars going back and forth at each other. But I think they want KD on Harden for defense, and not having that may be a big impact, especially when Andre Iguodala is also struggling with a little bit of a knee. They needed KD, not only the offense. I think guys like Klay and Steph can step up and absorb that production, but he means something on the defensive end too. So maybe this big line is, you know, because maybe the bookies are over here thinking that Harden's just going to be able to go off for 45.
Yeah, I not going to convince me he's worth 7 points in any way, shape, or form. And that's too big a number for a team this good and this talented. Yeah. But we'll dive into what some of the history tells us. We'll do that coming up next.
Fantasy. For the Red Sox in general, that was a team that hadn't gone deep into the playoffs in a lot of years. And so they don't have the experience of, like, how do we come back off of that? They had to rely on coaches, front office to help. What is our plan to get these guys ready for the season? And they struggled early in the season. Now they're starting to kind of right the ship a little bit. And it makes you wonder, are they going to flip the switch and all of a sudden, you know, potentially end up another 100-win team, even with the bad start? And Chris Sale's at the forefront of that.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban.
I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Not only have the odds changed for the Golden State Warriors tonight, being bet up to seven and a half points in favor of the Houston Rockets at home, but the series and championship prices for the Golden State Warriors have taken a bit of a nosedive as well. Welcome in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Guys, thank you very much for stopping by and hanging out with us here. As we look at some of these numbers, and we told you, big numbers, seven and a half points for Golden State, a little bit of an overreaction to the Kevin Durant situation. And yes, we get it. Kevin Durant has been a big part of why the Warriors are where they are right now. Certainly in the playoffs, he's been averaging 33. The guy's a menace, but it's still the Golden State Warriors. They're still going to have four all-stars on that court here tonight. No, yeah, we talk about experience. Nobody's got more experience than they do being in this situation. They still got, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Iguodala, and, you know, they somehow managed to find one or two other guys to step up during these situations anyway. Won't be easy, but it's certainly not impossible, which is what a seven and a half point number kind of indicates there in tonight's game. But we all know the ridiculous, the prohibitive favorite to win the championship, right, was what, around, I think the series price on this was around 270 going into the previous game there. They had with two chances right to close out tonight and game seven back home prior to, the news about Kevin Durant. And I think that's moved down to, I believe, under $2 right now? In some of these books,
pretty
here?
Much. I see it at minus 195 Golden State now.
195,
and
yeah.
Plus basically 160.
Yeah, yeah. They minus 190. Yeah, that's it's crazy here. So now they're the most affordable that they have ever right been since, I think, over the summer of last year. So a lot of people are looking at this going, Now I don't know who is the prohibitive favorite now to win the title. Is it still them at minus 195?
To win it all?
To win it all.
The Warriors are still the favorites, okay? But they have, it's a big difference, though, Joe. We have crossed the horizon, though, in that number as well. The Golden State Warriors, it used to be like Golden State versus the field. You know, Golden State was a minus number to win the title. Remember, like all season long, even up until last night, okay? Now, the Golden State Warriors, yes, Joe, they are still the favorites. But now they're plus 125. And that's where I wanted to go. Honestly, Joe, I said it, what was it? Wednesday, I think it was, going into game five against Boston. I said, I think the biggest beneficiary of this is the Milwaukee Bucks, Joe. Right. Like, they are waiting there already in the next round, right? They're the only team that you at least know is a complete lock to be in the conference finals, right? You know, so that's a little bit of an edge already. And then, look. Like, what's the narrative? You know, if you see maybe a Golden State without KD, I think the biggest beneficiary here is Milwaukee. I told you midweek, if you want to get them at plus 380, now is your chance. They are down, Joe. The Bucks are down from plus 380 to win it all to now plus 240 as the second choice. But I'm telling you, I think this plays out well for the Bucks. They are sitting there resting this weekend when there's game seven in Toronto. I like them as a favorite in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then, you know, I like their matchup much better against Golden State, potentially, if there's no KD. I think that's, you know, we've seen the Golden State number move. I think it's very interesting to put some shekels on the Bucks right now because their price is only going to get shorter.
What is the Rockets series price right now to win? What is that gone from? Because I got to believe it's still plus maybe
well, they're plus $2 now.
Plus $160 to win the series.
To win this series, they are plus $160.
Okay, so
remember, because these numbers are making Houston a 7-point favorite, right? They believe this injury helps Houston a lot. So, Joe, I think that's consistent. You thought they may still be like plus 200 or more, but these books over here having them as only plus 160. They are valuing, you know, in the power index and the ratings and the points of it all, they are rating this Kevin Durant injury a lot more than it seems like you are, both in terms of the spread tonight and in terms of the series price.
Well, it also helps that 92% of the bets coming in on the series right now are coming in on the Rockets after the Durant injury. So they're moving the money down because that's where it's coming in.
That's
and
right.
So Joe Public has already been swayed to believe that you can stick a fork in these Golden State Warriors here. By
Joe
the way,
Public
Durant
forgot
only
about
missed
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, he only missed 3 games this year, which is also hard to believe. But he missed 3 games all season long for the Warriors. And in those 3 games, they went 3-0 straight up, 2-1 against the number. And the unders hit all 3 times in that game. It also included a 106-104 victory on Houston back in March. Golden State closed as a 4-point road underdog. But Klay Thompson went for 30. Steph Curry went for 24. You know, so you've got that. No Boogie Cousins, who was part of those 3 victories as well when he went down. So they're going to get small. This is that small lineup that was considered the death lineup, you know, back in the day that helped win 73 games and was one game shy of beating LeBron there and another championship. It opened up at 212, I think, the total here tonight. I think it's been bet down.
213.5. I see it at 213.5.
All right, so it's back up there. Both of these teams, by the way, 2-2-1 to the over in the first 5 games of the series. But they've, I think, in the last 29 times at the Toyota Center, which is Houston here tonight, the last 29 times they have made, the under is hit almost 70% of the time in this series. So keep that in mind. Durant was averaging 34.2 points in the postseason. So that number comes off the board a little bit here. So I do like, I think the under also, as people continue to think that maybe the defense goes away and this is going to be a free-for-all here tonight. But I do think this is going to be very similar to what we've seen, Durant or no Durant. I think this is going to be a grind them out, come down to a last couple of possessions kind of game.
Defense.
Yeah, and 213, I mean, let's face it, it's we can certainly see a 100, you know, 103, 199 kind of game here. Either way, I just think I love the overreaction. The overreaction to me is when guys who are sitting on the sidelines go, all right, now's the time to pounce. Anytime, anytime you look at, if this was anybody else, I mean, if this was OKC back in the day with Westbrook, I get the overreaction. I mean, Kevin Durant, there's no doubt they're better with him. We get that. But they're still pretty damn good without him. And, oh, yeah, the core of this group that is going to be playing tonight, not like they haven't been there and done this. Yeah, you know, they've been there and done this before. So if anybody can get it done, the cards are against them. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to be an easy, oh, my God, they're going to – I don't know that they'll win. But I do believe we're still going to come down to a grind them out final possession kind of game here where 7.5 is just that's a lot of points to me in this situation here tonight. And the value, we always talk about siding with value. The value to me is on the Warriors getting those points here tonight, Dane.
Yeah, I hear that. You know what I'm trying to find now, Joe? Like, honestly, when was the last time the Warriors lost by 7? At all, you know, just and an absolute, you know, just in an absolute number, you know, like the Clippers, when they won, they came back from like 30 points down and stuff. Like, right. Who blows out the Warriors? You know what I mean? Like, who's getting that kind of working margin? I don't care. You know, these games have all been what, like you said, Joe, 5-6 point games. Like,
right.
Show me the narrative where the Warriors get boat raced. You know what I mean? Like, I just, that's tough for me to see. I understand it's a huge game for Houston. I understand it's in Houston. And I understand that in a lot of other situations like this, like in Milwaukee, we saw them get a working margin. In Denver, we saw that. In Philly, we saw that. But do you buy that same kind of game flow happening against the Golden State Warriors? I don't care. They could play the game on the damn moon for all I care, right? Like, do you really see someone, you know, blowing out this Golden State team in a high leverage situation? It's hard for me to see that. Don't get me wrong. I believe, and to be quite honest, I do think Houston wins the game. I think we go to game seven. I just don't see them winning by eight or more.
The problem that I have with that backing Houston here to cover this is that, listen, the Warriors, he went down at the end of the third quarter there. And like I told you, the Warriors were only up by three. They ended up winning by five. So you had an opportunity, James Harden, Chris Paul, a healthy, you had the opportunity to take down a Durantless Warriors team at the perfect time in the game, a point in the game where you had the entire fourth quarter to go. You were within one or two baskets of taking the lead here, and you couldn't take advantage of it on the road to steal a game. Like, so what about that game that you saw, you just watched? What about that gives you the confidence that somehow Durant and Chris Paul and these guys are somehow going to go ahead and take advantage of it now? That's the thing that bothers me, is Harden disappeared in the fourth quarter of that game. Like, right. he didn't even attempt a shot, right?
I mean,
It was crazy to me that's how small he got in that particular moment. And also, you did watch in that game, you watch Curry and you watch Thompson find their groove again, didn't you? You watch these guys come back, passing the ball around, getting some flow. You know, in many aspects, the Golden State Warriors may have become a little bit too dependent on a little isolation basketball with Kevin Durant and get him the ball.
They're the best when we got that ball movement, when they're playing the beautiful game. That's when they are at their best. Remember, that's why KD went there in the first place, right? To get away from Russell Westbrook and the opposite of that kind of style of play. So they can do that. The best shot is the guy with the open shot, right? And if I get some Klay Thompson open shots, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And I think the other thing nobody's talking about, guys, is the Tiger Woods theory, okay? Much like Tiger Woods in his heyday, when he approached Sunday, okay, and he wore that red shirt and black pants, it was over mentally for everybody else that he played against. This still is the friggin' Warriors, guys, okay? And if you think they're not living in the Houston Rockets' head, you're out of your mind. There is still fear in the eyes of the Houston Rockets. We'll
talk
more about
that. Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suit that you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
We'll be right back.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So we told you yesterday about making smart bet, right? No matter what you want to do at the end of the day, you want to somehow go ahead and make a smart bet, not a stupid emotional bet, kind of like the guy that, you know, dropped $100,000 down on Tiger Woods.
Right.
He 85,000 to win the Masters, and he was lucky enough at 14-1 to get Tiger. He won $1 million. And then yesterday we found out that he took $100,000 of that $1 million winnings and placed it on Tiger, not only winning next week at Bethpage Black, but also winning the Grand Slam. Okay, which is,
maybe he thought it was a baseball player, and he was like, "There's a lot of Grand Slams these days."
Not a very smart play, and we made the point of saying yesterday that, listen, guys, don't get caught up with all the crazy numbers. You know, don't look at these wild odds and be like, wow, you know, 100-1 Tiger to win. Oh, you know, let's put some money. If this guy's doing it, let's do that. Well, apparently the people didn't hear me because, for instance, the Superbook yesterday in Las Vegas, they took 46 bets on Tony Romo to win the Byron Nelson at 10,000 to 1. Yeah, 46
to win it.
10,000 to 1. That's it. And not only did Romo attract more bets this week, but the 46 bets were among the most any golfer had attracted in any of the non-majors this season.
Wow.
Okay. So not only did more people go out of their way to place a bet on a guy winning the tournament in Tony Romo, who last I checked is not a professional golfer, but nobody else has received that kind of attention in any non-major golf tournament this year thus far. So it's not like people are going to Jason Day and in the ABC Classic and going
in
46
droves.
People didn't even do it to Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy. Like, we haven't seen anybody this year get that much action to win a 4-day golf tournament outside of the majors. Tony Romo got 46 bets. 46 people put their money down at 10,000 to 1 for Romo to win this tournament. Now, I say that because if you want to know why sports books are in business and why sports books have all the money and why we talk about, guys, it's not a competition, you versus me, him versus, it is all of us collectively against the sports books. It makes it very difficult when you've got 46 idiots that are going out there and throwing money down on 10,000 to 1. I can't imagine the guy in the cage who took the bet when somebody walked up, right, and took the money and was like, so wait a minute, you
give me five figures on Tony Romo.
You want how much on Tony Tony Romo to what? Make the cut? No. Oh, Tony Romo to win. Oh, Tony Romo to win. I almost feel bad. Like,
I'd rather
even
bet Tony Romo to return to the NFL. I'd rather that prop almost, Joe.
How much you want to bet? How many of those 46 people that placed the bet do you think are Cowboy fans? I wonder what number that is. How many?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. These are heart bets, not head bets. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Joe. You know, when you literally, you started talking about this, Joe, you know what I'm doing as you're talking? Honestly, I am going to the book right now, and I'm seeing, oh, wow, there's all this artificial public perception on Tony Romo. Let me see if there's any heads-up bets, Tony Romo versus any professional golfer. You know, you could do the head-to-head matchups.
Sure.
Like, are there any head-to-heads where Tony Romo's involved against, oh, I don't know, an actual professional golfer, and let me see if I could fade the public loving Tony Romo and get edge. You know, we talk about that edge, right? The public perception. Maybe there's an opportunity. I know in a golf tournament, it's tough to do that. But with heads-up matchups, maybe that's a way I can get an edge here, fading this ridiculous public perception against Tony Romo. What was that, the DirecTV ads? There was, like, Tony Romo and what, like, crochet Tony Romo or the other kind of Tony Romo? That's what people, like, this is not a professional golfer, people. I'm looking for matchups and fading it, Joe.
Yeah, I don't. Well, the books, again, the books are in business to be in business and to make money. That's what they do. But it doesn't help when, you know, 46 people go out of their way at 10,000 to 1 to place a bet on something that is never going to happen. Just wanted to throw that out there for people, because we talk about it all the time. Like, please don't. Like, don't.
I wonder
don't,
if those don't. People, Joe, whatever. Do you think any of those people, if I offered them $100,000 worth of scratch-off lotto tickets? Or if I offer them $100,000 worth of, like, quick pick Powerball tickets, like, do you think that would be isn't that, like, almost the same kind of investment?
It's pretty much the same thing, exactly. I mean, if you're going to piss money away like that, just make sure, you know, like, you open a window, throw it, just make sure that Dane and I are standing outside
the window. Might as well get the scratch offs. At least you get like, the minute of, like, joy of actually doing it, you know?
Yes.
At least it kills time.
Please. Yes, please go ahead and give. Please go ahead and give us the money. We'll go ahead and
let me know where the bonfire is of all those dollars. Yeah,
we'll make much better decisions than you're making. Obviously, you shouldn't be allowed to bet or probably drive or anything else along those lines. But he did shoot 76. For what it's worth, the guy leading the tournament shot 8 under yesterday, had 10 birdies. So. Yeah, not sure that we're talking about the same category. But listen, it's nice. You know, Tony Romo was good. He had an eagle on one of the holes there yesterday. He ended up chipping in on a par 5. The place went crazy. He went crazy. I mean, it's a nice story. It's good for golf. It brings eyeballs.
I'm about to lead Major League Baseball in batting average.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't even making him to make the Mets. You know, the pro team.
You know what I mean?
Much less that. Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. He's not gonna win. He's not gonna lead the league.
Yep. Definitely not going to do that in any way, shape, or form. So be smart. Bottom line is, be smart with your bets. And we were talking tonight about this this Houston game. And as much as we want to point to the lack of Kevin Durant, what he means to that team, you know, I still, and nobody's talking about it, not nearly enough, I'm still going to point to the fact that what exactly has Houston done to make you guys have all this confidence that even without Kevin Durant, somehow or another, they're worthy of a 7.5 point favorite here and laying that kind of number? They had the opportunity to steal the game, a game five, the all-important game five, on the road without their best player, and you lost by more points then you actually were down when he went out in that game. Like, Harden disappeared. Chris Paul was nowhere to be found. Isn't that the point where you go and you go, all right, now's the time, guys? Because last year, we kept hearing about, oh, Chris Paul goes down. Well, Chris Paul went down, and all of a sudden that opened the door for Golden State to walk right through and win the final two games. Well, guys, you know what? They still had to walk through the damn door. And you guys had the perfect opportunity, only down by 3. You could have stole that game at the Oracle and been playing tonight to close. If they had won that game without Kevin Durant, I think you and I would be
close out in their building. It'd be different.
Yeah, we'd be talking a totally different thing. But once again, what in the hell is and by the way, all the pressure is not on Golden State tonight. All the pressure is on James Harden and Chris Paul, who have never done it. They've never been able to get over the hump. So I'm just confused as to what you think. They have shown or they have done to give you all this confidence with all this pressure tonight that they are somehow going to rise to the occasion. They haven't done it thus far in their careers, and they certainly haven't done it in the last couple of games when they had the opportunity to do so.
Yep, I agree with you. And here's the other thing for me, and we just mentioned it in the last segment. For me, it's the fact that these teams play close games. Okay, none of these teams, we've seen, you know, teams win. We've seen overtime. We have yet to see a road team win. But all these games have been, what, 5 points or less, I think, you know. So to me, 7.5 is just too big of a number, especially when, okay, you lose the offensive production of Kevin Durant. And don't get me wrong, he's probably the most unguardable single player on the planet, okay? And I acknowledge that. But at the same time, you got guys like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry ready, willing, and able to absorb that production and usage rate. And I think that's what we're going to see. Okay. And let's not forget, this is a team that without Kevin Durant won 73 games and has been there before. I just think 7.5 is too big of a number. Let me ask you this, though, Joe. I know the way you're saying is like, yeah, well, they're still, you know, Warriors still are the Warriors. But do you think Houston wins this game outright? Like, would you be comfortable playing the money line on Houston tonight?
No, I would not. I would not because of, and I tell you, with the one thing that if I had seen or if I had the confidence that, you know, Kevin, that that Harden and Chris Paul would be able to do this, I think they're fortunate to even be in this situation because even the two games that they won, when you think about it, as bad as Golden State had played, everyone outside of Kevin Durant, they still had an opportunity. Like, that game in overtime, it was Golden State's. Like, Golden State let it slip away. I'm not so convinced that even the games that Houston won, they didn't win without the help. It was more that Golden State lost it, I think, than Houston went out there and just dominated and took it. I still think this is a situation, the Tiger Woods effect. We've seen this time and time again. That's what they bring to the table, Golden State. Durant or no Durant, they are still the Golden State friggin' Warriors, much like golfers on a Sunday with Tiger in the red shirt. They knew they were in trouble Sunday. Tiger had already won without even hitting a golf ball. We just saw it in the Super Bowl this year, right? Sean McVay comes out and says, I watched too much damn film, man. Like, I was so over-worried. I was so, like, I took myself out of my own game because I was worried about what Belichick was going to do. Right. That's what the Golden State Warriors are, and I've seen nothing from the Houston Rockets and from James Harden to tell me that, yeah, they're going to be mentally strong enough to be able to overcome this because they haven't to this point, man. And that's why I'd be worried about going anywhere near the Houston money line. Like, give me the 7 points. This team has been living in your head. Your entire franchise has readjusted everything they've done to compete against these guys without Kevin Durant. So now that Kevin Durant is not there, they've been living in your head now for the last 4 years. Like, so I don't know. What have they done to make you believe that it's worth taking a risk on the money line? I can't do it. Give me the 7. I'm way more comfortable in betting against the Houston Rockets being able to overcome it than I am betting with them.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The only thing is, I remember, you know, it's all, I don't want to say recency bias, but, you know, at the same time, earlier this week and last week, Joe, I know what we've been saying, what I've heard you say is like, where's Klay Thompson? Where's Steph Curry? Nothing's right with Steph Curry. You know, like, Steph Curry is a shell of himself, whether it's the injury or whether it's, you know, a yeast infection. You know, that has been, up until about 3 days ago, that was our narrative, right? Like, where's Klay? Where's Steph? If not Kevin Durant, we don't trust these guys. You know, that's one of the things we were saying last week. So maybe it's that narrative. You know, I personally agree with you. I think the 7, 7.5 is too much. I think we're going to see vintage Warriors, you know? I think this is going to be two teams, like, actually bringing it as opposed to someone, you know, not showing up. But, you know, it's just interesting, Joe, because, you know, literally earlier this week, we were talking about, if not KD, then who steps up for the Warriors? We saw Klay do it a little bit in game 5 in the second quarter, that sort of thing. Steph after the injury. But I think maybe that's what people are thinking of. In this last 5 or 6 games, we've been saying Steph's been off. You know, so maybe that's the narrative.
But the script didn't include Kevin Durant blowing out his leg the last conversation that we had about this. And the conversation centered around, when is it going to happen? Like, what is it going to take for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson to be
Kevin
able to
Durant's
turn it
Durant's right
on?
Calf. That's what it's going to take.
Well, as it turns out, you know, we're thinking, is it something that Houston can do? Or, like, it, it turns out that it really had it their own team. Blowing Kevin Durant's leg out there in his calf kind of forced the hand of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson to be able to be like, okay, guys, you know, it's amazing to me, motivation, what it can do. And we saw what happened in, you know, as soon as Kevin Durant went out, they won that game because he went out, not because he was still on the court. So everything changed the minute Kevin Durant went out. He wasn't part of that script earlier on, but now everything changes, and I still point to Houston. I got no trust in James Harden and the Houston Rockets.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Kendrick's not really a sexy name in fantasy because he doesn't really wow you with you know, his strikeout rates. I mean,
right.
Yeah, so, but you can't argue against what he's done throughout his career. 2016, 2.13 ERA. But what you expect more from him is, you know, mid-three range of ERA. Actually, his career ERA, I'm looking at, is 3.1. So, Cubs starting pitching has been coming on as of late.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
In this league.
Outside of being monsters and being, you know, just ridiculous, that we will live up to. But if you have any other expectations, there's no way we could live up to anything. But yeah, I don't know what we what our voices look like in your brain, but it's probably much different. So it's got to be, it has to be a horrible experience for someone meeting us.
I don't know that it's a horrible experience, but it's like a, I bet Bogman's not as fat as he says.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
I want to invite you guys to catch our favorite gambling addicts, Red Heat and Rage, Gabe Morenci, Cam Stewart, Game Time Decisions, weekday afternoons, 4 o'clock Eastern Time here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Nothing funnier than watching those two bitch and moan about their previous bad night beats there the day before. And then, of course, they are going to let you know everything they're betting on for all the upcoming games. You can also watch the broadcast on YouTube. You can participate in the chat room, watch it on Periscope, Twitch TV, or any one of the other countless streaming platforms of your choice. Become part of the show. Tune in for the entertainment, the knowledge, and for the extra money they'll help put in your pockets. It's Game Time Decisions, weekdays, 4 o'clock here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And trying to figure out how to navigate through a Game 6 tonight, a couple of Game 7s on Sunday, possibly a third Game 7 on a Sunday there. And as we look at the numbers, the value definitely on Golden State and the points. And, you know, sometimes, and that's why this is one of the best drama-ridden, best reality TV shows in the world, the Houston Rockets versus the Golden State Warriors, because listen, the storylines, my word. I mean, just 2 days ago, we were talking about Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. Like, what in the hell is wrong with you guys? Like, right. Like, seriously. But, you know, that narrative centered around you guys are still going to be you got time to figure it out, hopefully, because you got Kevin Durant and he's been a machine. But man, oh, man, did that flip out, you know, when he went down with that injury. And now what we're left with is, all right, do we count on Golden State? It's been one quarter since he went down. And what we saw in that one quarter, we haven't seen in a while. We watched, you know, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. We watched the old group rally around right. and rise to the occasion. But I think the one constant that we did have is the Houston Rockets not being able to do so. And that's what scares me if I'm a Houston fan. Like, are they going to win tonight? Listen, there's a good chance they can win tonight.
I think so. I do think
they will win by seven? That's a big stretch. Listen, there is a situation that I could see. Again, Kevin, you know, Harden goes missing in the fourth quarter. Suppose Harden goes missing again tonight for the first half or second half. You know what I mean? Yeah. Can they recover? I don't know. That's right. too many variables in that for me.
Hey, on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you, I'm thinking of a different way of attacking this game because of this Kevin Durant injury, too.
Got prop bets written all over. All right, final hour.
There you go.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network.